You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio. This is Clyde J. Gale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and thank you for listening to this podcast. You're listening to a series that I call Clyde's Weird Stuff.
Now that's weird.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome back to another outstanding podcast. I'd like to say that today's podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting.com.
The show the world listens to on a Friday night. This is Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth. Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show. Email the show, Ross, at nowthatsweird.co.uk.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything. In my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along?
So then, what program do you want to listen to?
That one.
But that's Ross Hemsworth's paranormal program.
Yeah, I know.
But you said that science proves that the paranormal is have a series of rational and logical explanations, therefore denying its existence.
Yeah, I know.
So why do you want to listen to Ross Hemsworth?
Because I'm weird.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the above top secret forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo, if you could bring me up to speed on...
I'm the dude.
Thank you. now I'm not here to tell you about a new radio station show on Internet Radio. That's classic, the alternative scene coming at you soon. We got tunes, we got interviews, we got the bands you like. We got Durbin, we got Tijuana, we got the Hayes, we got Joe Public. They're all here, man. They're going to be telling us what the gas really is. So keep your laptops listening and your ears.
I'm the dude.
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space itself and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that we call... Now that's weird.
Yes, welcome to another one. It's Friday night again, where I am. It may be a different time zone where you are, depending on where you are in the world. Over here, it's just past 9:05 here in Glastonbury. We call that Glastonbury maybe time, GMT, you see, because it may be that Glastonbury is different to anywhere else in the world. That's courtesy of my old mate Nathan Williams, who came up with GMT, Glastonbury maybe time. So wherever you are, could be different. Now, around the world, a lot of people tuning into the show tonight through different radio stations, so just be aware of the fact that there are an awful lot of people listening out there. Oh, yes. And welcome to Now That's Weird. Now, if you're a regular to the show, you know what it's all about. 3 hours of talk about all things paranormal, strange and weird, and all sorts of weird phenomena. And through the show tonight, let's go backwards. In hour three, Simon Gray, the founder of one of the biggest conspiracy theory forums in the world, the AboveTopSecret.com forum, will be with me. He'll be talking about some of his favourite conspiracy theories, his favourite podcasts on the site. He'll also be talking about the World Trade Center and what he personally believes about the ongoing conspiracy theories regarding what really brought it down. As we heard on the show last week, a lot of people believe that it was explosives and nothing whatsoever to do with the plane hitting it. So be interesting to see what Simon thinks of that in hour three. Elizabeth not too well again this evening, unfortunately. She just had to pull out at short notice. Anita Grant joining me in hour two to discuss all things paranormal, including a haunted computer. Yes, hour two, that coming up. But my first guest, I've been so looking forward to talking to her. I met this lady at a conference where I was a speaker. She was also there as a speaker. I didn't know much about her work until I'd listened to her talk. And this was at the Probe International Conference in Blackpool in England. And she was showing some videos and photographs of clips of things that really made me think when it comes to aliens and UFOs. Now, most of us have discussed over and over again, do aliens exist? Do UFOs exist? And I always come away with a sort of, well, I've had a few experiences that make me think perhaps they do, but that's really as far as I've gone. But this lady put some stuff up on screen, and she was showing images that really made me think there's something to this. She's with me now all the way from Italy, Paola Harris. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Ross.
It's great to have you on the show. We've been looking forward to having you on the program, and I think it's going to be a very exciting hour. Just do a little bit of an introduction to yourself, if you would, as to how you got involved in all this research.
Well, down in 1979, I saw the film Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and I was in Denver, Colorado, and I realized that Steven Spielberg had a consultant who was an astronomer. He was a scientist. His name was J. Allen Hynek, who had worked for the Air Force. And I wanted to speak to this man, because if this film had anything real in it, then I was really interested. And what happened was I consequently met Allen Hynek and worked with him for 6 years and saw real cases that he had worked with the United States Air Force. And working with somebody that was like an insider really made me change my mind that what I was seeing was not science fiction.
Mm. Now, certainly, again, with some of the things that you've encountered, we're going to go into across the hour, but you've met some very influential people, people that I wouldn't have thought would stand there and tell lies. Now, let's sort of skip through a couple of the first questions and go straight to the thing here. Who is Captain Corso?
Colonel Philip Corso came out with a book in 1997 called The Day After Roswell, and he worked at the Pentagon, and he says that he was involved in back engineering the Roswell artifacts for the Army. In other words, General Trudeau, who worked at the Pentagon with Corso, brought him a file filled with things like fiber optics, a night screening device, and a laser pen that was taken from the Roswell crash. And Colonel Corso is really credible. He happens to be the head of intelligence in Rome from 1944 to 46. And so having that kind of position and having that kind of credibility, and by accident meeting him in Roswell, where I got to know him well, I realized that everything he was saying was true. Now, this is a case of an 83-year-old man that, you know, in his later life decides to tell the truth. So I was very privileged to be the journalist that brought him to Italy and who spent a lot of time with him. And the idea that the Americans took this technology and back-engineered it is not way out. It's very possible.
Now, there's been a lot of talk, Pello, about we're using alien technology in our day-to-day lives now, from things dating back as far as Roswell. Would you say that your conversations with Colonel Corso pretty much prove that?
Yes. I mean, besides the fact that he was very clear about it in the book, The Day After Roswell, he was very clear, he was very detailed about it. When he came here, I spent a great deal of time with him, and he explained that it was natural, that Roswell was not the only crash, that the problem with UFO secrecy is not the aliens or the idea that there are you know, visitors from other planets. The problem, the secrecy, comes from whoever gets the technology is like the winner. In other words, whoever gets the technology has the most power. And because this happened in Roswell, and because the Americans have taken, a real interest in the technology, that this is really the secret behind keeping the secret. Now, we got to remember one thing. There is a group in the military that's working with this technology. It doesn't mean that the president knows or the Congress knows or any of those people know. It's a group. It's kind of a military group that are working on this technology, kind of a secret group.
Mm. Now, it's not only Colonel Corso, is it? Because you met a Canadian government minister who gave you further proof. Tell us a little about that.
Well, 2 years ago, I had heard that Paul Hellyer, ex-minister of Defense of Canada, had spoken at a conference saying that UFOs are as real as airplanes. And he also had mentioned you read Corso's book. So I flew to Canada to interview him. And he told me that he had called military people in America and asked about Colonel Corso. They had told him, Paul Hellyer, that what was in Corso's book was real and more. He became very interested. And the reason why he became interested in this is because of the SDI, in other words, the shield, the military shield, over, you know, that's supposed to be for rogue missiles and so forth. SDI, says Paul Hellyer, could be something that's developed to fight against the aliens and rather than having a shield against rogue nations. And he wants to know the truth about the UFO phenomenon before they put billions of dollars in Canada on this missile shield.
It's incredible. Now, another thing that you showed in Blackpool, and we're going to come back and talk about all of these a bit more over the course of the hour, but I want to hit the sort of bullet points first off. You showed us what appeared to be evidence of undersea alien bases and the aliens already living here on Earth. Now, just to explain to my listeners how you came about this information.
Well, I knew about underground bases anyway. Underground bases are very normal. There are several in the United States. But I had interviewed a gentleman who works on an oil platform here in Italy. He's a French gentleman. He's in my book, Connecting the Dots, for people that want to read the Guy Andronique story. he had told me that when he was on a platform on the Adriatic, he had seen UFOs come out of the water. But I think what you're referring to are two contactee cases where the contactees themselves, and these guys are pretty credible. The Maurizio Cavallo story is pretty credible, and he says that the aliens that he met during his encounters look exactly like us, and their base is on the east coast of Italy, underwater. And we had had some problems in the Adriatic Sea before, and there is another book that came out this year called Mass Contact that talks about aliens having a base in the Adriatic. We're having a lot of problems with light spheres coming out of the sea around Sicily. So these, and the Japanese know about this anyway, because this is an undersea phenomenon. It is not unusual, if you do your research, to find that there are some undersea bases. But I didn't know what kinds of beings could live in them. The fact that there could be beings that look like us or are like us that can actually live under the water or have a base underwater, for me, is amazing.
It is indeed. Okay, we need to take a break. My guest is Paolo Harris. If you've got any questions for Paolo, send them through to me now, studio@glastonburyradio.net. That's studio@glastonburyradio.net. Get them over to me now, and we'll get them to Paolo in the next 45 minutes. And still to come, of course, Nita Grant in hour two, and then in hour three, Simon Gray, the founder of AboveTopSecret.com. Do check that out. We'll be back talking some more to Paolo in just a moment, right after these words.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and let's take a break from today's show. I've got a very important message for you. You know, these days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something on a computer with your friends or family, email and voicemail sometimes just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. You know, I've tried this thing, folks, and it's just like you're in the same room. You can share your computer screen. You can pass keyboard and mouse control over to another member. You can even draw and highlight on the screen. And here's the wonderful thing, low flat fee pricing. It lets you meet as often as you want for as long as you need instead of worrying about those minute-to-minute costs. Try it yourself free for 45 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/podcast. You really got to give it a try today, all right?
I love you because you, me, and the universe are one. We are all in this together. So what can we do about it? Well, we could reverse the effects of global warming, save the rainforests, feed, clothe, and shelter the world's population entirely using just one plant, hemp. The natural provider of food, fiber, fuel, and medicine. Use locally and grow globally. Intrigued? Then find out more at Hemp in Avalon, your local hemporium, based at 1A Marketplace, Glastonbury, 01458 835 769, or log on to hempinavalon.com.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter promo code BLU38 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Crystal Sound Academy presents the International Crystal Sound Conference 2007 on the 17th, 18th and 19th of August at the Town Hall in Glastonbury in England. Experience the sacred union of crystals and sound at an exciting and unique event. Some of the guest speakers include Melody, Queen of the Crystals, Robert Simmons, founder of Heaven and Earth and author of Book of Stones, Hazel Raven, Sheila Chandra and Don Campbell. Conference tickets are available now, and an early bird offer of just £240 per person is available if booked before the 30th of April 2007. Find out more at the website crystalsoundacademy.com, brought to you in conjunction with Tim Wheater and Stone Age in Glastonbury.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show.
Yes, welcome back to the programme. It's me, Ross Hemsworth. You are indeed listening to Now That's Weird. And just before I go back to my guest, let me tell you that tomorrow I'm going to be doing a talk from 2 till 3pm at the Beltane Earth, Health and Mystic Fair in St John's Hall in Alverton Street, Penzance in Cornwall. And if you want to find out more about it, go to www.mysticfair.co.uk. That's M-Y-S-T-I-C-F-A-Y-R-E, mysticfair.co.uk. And you'll see a list of speakers on there, people that are there over the weekend, and it goes on for 3 days, 28th, 29th and 30th of April. So do come down if you can and say hello. I'll be there, as I say, from 2 till 3 doing a talk all about what is a ghost, which is exactly what I was doing when I met this lady who's my guest at the moment, Paolo Harris. Paolo, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, we were talking before the break there about alien bases under the sea. One of the pictures that he showed at the Probe International Conference in Blackpool was of an alien who, as you said earlier, actually looks very much like us and would probably wander around between us without us even knowing who he is. Now, what convinced you that this was an alien?
Well, first of all, I showed several of an alien, aliens that look like us. It is a case that I've got that's called the Maurizio Cavallo case. He lives near the Alps in Italy. So I went to his home, and I interviewed him extensively for 2 days. And he had Polaroid pictures of these people that he's encountered in the Alps, and in that area and in the mountains, and also movies of light ships coming down and regular UFOs coming down in this mountainous area. And he explained to me that these people come from a system called Clarion, and that they are very much like us, and that the universe does have a lot of people that do look like us. This is what Colonel Corso told me he was most nervous about, because at the Pentagon they could understand the extraterrestrial biological entity beings. Those are the clones, or the ones that are created in the laboratory. What they were afraid of were like the Pleiadians and the Nordics and those aliens that are like us that are visiting. And the photographs I showed were ones that he had given me. They're Polaroids, so they're very hard to falsify. And he explained to me that these people are here, they're basically observing, because we're passing a very critical time in history, and they're trying to see if they could raise the vibration of the Earth by trying to be on the Earth, and by watching to see if we make it, because it's a critical point in our history, the evolution of this planet. And he has a point there. And I am really, really convinced that this particular contactee is telling the truth, and that these photographs are real.
Mm. And let's just go back to your own background, Paolo, because a lot of people are going to be sitting there saying, oh, we've heard all this before, and it's very difficult for them to get the evidence and the proof when they're sitting listening to you on the radio. But your background is as an investigative journalist, isn't it? You've worked for newspapers and magazines. Tell us a little bit about that, and you know, to allow people to see that you're not someone that's easily convinced on these things.
No, no. In fact, I've never seen a UFO, and I've been working at this for now 30 years. I've written for Nexus magazine and Australians, and I write a regular column here for a magazine in Italy. And my job is just to present it, to the people, to present word-for-word interviews. I can't put my opinion on it. I don't know what it is. But I do believe that we need to connect the dots here, Ross. There is a puzzle. And I heard you talking about ghosts and the paranormal. I think what the problem is on planet Earth is we're looking at everything as paranormal. Some of this phenomenon is interdimensional. In other words, when people throw at me, oh, they couldn't get here because we can't travel faster than the speed of light, so they can't. It's a ridiculous, ridiculous argument, because we're dealing with dimensional portholes, we're dealing with bending time-space, we're dealing with other dimensions which have what we call on Earth paranormal activity, but really in an advanced type of physics or even the theoretical physics today, it's very, very natural to have many dimensions, to have visitors from other dimensions, and have all kinds of sightings from other dimensions, whether it be a ghost or people that come in dimensionally. I think we're looking at this all wrong. It's a new kind of science. We're using our old science to explain these phenomena.
Mm. No, I agree. And that's one of the things that we started talking about in Blackpool at the Probe Conference, was because you and I were both looking at pictures of orbs. We were both talking about interdimensional beings in our talks. And I think a lot of what I've been researching crosses over where you're researching as well. Now, let's go on to that, because the orb situation is something that you've encountered through your work as well. Tell us about that.
Well, you go from, you know, you started out with the grays, you know, biological entities that are created in the laboratory, so forth. That's what Colonel Corso said. To the human type Pleiadians and those that look like us. Then, and you go on to these disembodied entities that appear as light beings. Well, these light beings can be either light beings like the one that Uri Geller encountered when he was 3 years old, that he said was a light being that shot kind of a beam in his forehead, and that therefore that's how he gained his powers. Or a light being can be a ball of light, because high frequency makes it appear like light. The higher the frequency, even a ship or a craft can appear as light. And these light beings, or these orbs, and we've called them orbs, we have a phenomenon in Italy, in Sicily, in Caronia, where they're coming out of the water. You can see them. They've been photographed. Or what we were talking about, you and me, Ross, was the ones that are seen in the photographs by digital cameras, which have a high level of sensitivity, which are definitely not pieces of dust or moisture. They are the same color that they move around the room if you take different shots. They have a certain signature. They look like mandalas of color. And guess what? There were a lot of orbs in the conference at Probe, especially around Jean Wright, who was the conference organizer. She had some incredible orbs around her that I'm going to be putting on my website.
Mm. Now, as you probably know, Paolo, I actually asked the audience to photograph me while I was talking, and several people came up and showed orbs over my head, and I'd actually told people they were going to be there before they took the pictures. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Now, I haven't seen the ones over your head. I would really love to see those, because I had a few in my pictures when they took pictures of me. But the one thing that I noticed, Ross, and this is one thing I really want to study, because this needs to be studied seriously, is the same photographer got the orbs, whereas other photographers that were photographing us did not get orbs. So I'm coming to the conclusion that the orb phenomenon, or the, you know, the balls of light phenomenon, is an interaction between the photographer and whatever is out there, because this one photographer was the one that got most of the orbs in his pictures.
Exactly right, and I'll tell you why that happens. That photographer came up to me before we'd actually said about taking pictures there. I said at one point during my talk, I will be asking you to take photographs. I said, so listen out for that and take them. I said, but just ask. I said, just close your eyes before you take the photo and just ask them if they'll appear for you, because it does make all the difference. And any of my listeners here, if they've been doing this sort of research, will know you can take a whole picture of a room and get nothing. If you ask them to appear, you'll suddenly get them in your pictures. And if that's dust, that's damn clever dust, Paolo.
No, it's not dust. I have collected now some 40 or 50 photographs. One is incredible on Mount Shasta, where this girl did ask them to appear. She did a meditation. And there must be at least 50 orbs in the photograph. I've just written a second book called How Do You Speak to a Ball of Light? It's a book on exopolitics, which means, you know, having to deal with future contact. But it's got these photographs in it.
Hmm. And while we were at Probe, I also met up with a couple of other people who had got a brilliant book out called Beyond Photography. And they gave me a poster, which is actually up on my wall here, of a cat dabbing at orbs over a fence. And obviously this cat, the eye line is looking directly at the orbs. The paw is actually directly over the orbs. It can obviously see them and is playing with them. And again, that can't be dust.
No, this book is by John Pickering, and it's one of the only books written about orbs, and it has orbs in the book. In fact, it has color pictures of orbs in the book. I suggest that if people are interested in this, this is a brand new thing too, Ross. I mean, it's a brand new area that needs to be studied. More and more people are taking pictures of orbs in all different situations. There's some at night, and there's some in a room, and there's some around animals. The ones around animals are really interesting, as you said, because Maybe in that case, the animals see them, even though our eyes aren't sensitive enough to them.
Mm, exactly right. Well, let's get back to the aliens for a moment. Now, how long do you believe these alien bases have been here, and how long have aliens been here on Earth?
Well, this is a real complicated situation. I mean, it's like putting together the puzzle. That's why my book is called Connecting the Dots. I think there's a possibility, if you want to look at it, that this planet was inseminated by groups of cosmic cultures. You know, people that came here. If you want to study Zachariah Sitchin's work, he talks about the Sumerians, and he talks about the beginning, because there's some Sumerian artifacts that show not only airplanes and other kinds of modern technology. He's talking about the fact that it could be that this Earth was populated in the early days. Then on my website, I have, Renaissance art that has UFOs in them. You know, there must be at least 30 or 40 Renaissance paintings, the religious ones, that have UFOs in the sky. So they know something we don't know. How are we related to the cosmos? And how are the great teachers that came to this planet, you know, related to us? It gets really, really complicated. You can't just look at it as UFOs visiting Earth. You've got to look at it as this has been happening for an awful long time, and what does this all mean?
Exactly. Well, let me ask my listeners to just go and check a website out at the moment. You were talking about exopolitics earlier. There's a great website run by Dr. Sala, which is www.exopolitics.org. That's E-X-O-P-O-L-I-T-I-C-S, exopolitics.org. The headline is The Political Implications of the Extraterrestrial Presence. Now, explain, Paolo, what are the political implications of the extraterrestrial presence?
I want to say about ufology in general is we've gone way, way past Dr. Sala, and I've gone way, way past just categorizing and archiving sightings. We're way past that if we're talking to government officials and people in the intelligence community that have dealt with aliens. I mean, we're way past that. So what the story is that it's time to tell the truth and to have disclosure about this, because when you have a UFO on November 7th, 2006, sitting over the airport of O'Hare, in Chicago, there is political implications about that. You cannot control a sighting like that over the airport of Chicago. It means whoever's visiting us is visiting us and has been for a long time. So with exopolitics, it's like getting together, deciding how we're going to act. What kind of protocols are there for these people? Who speaks for Earth? I mean, should these people, especially the ones that look like us, come and visit us? Who speaks for us? Where do they go? Do they go to China? Do they go to Russia? Do they go to the United Nations?
Exactly.
All these are exopolitical questions, as is the question about making decisions for the future. Do you pay for a missile shield that's going to shoot at aliens?
I've got to stop you there, Paolo, because we need to go to a break. We're going to come back in just a second and continue this. My guest is Paolo Harris. She'll be back right after this.
The Forbidden Knowledge Conference comes to Glastonbury on Saturday, July the 14th. Amongst the guests are Nick Pope, the former UK government UFO investigator known as the UK's own Fox Mulder, Paul Devereaux, TV presenter, author and expert on ley lines and earth energies, Tim Wallace Murphy, the world's leading authority on the Knights Templars, Peter Knight, author of the book 13 Moons and an expert on local ancient sites and mysteries, Anne Andrews, mother of the alien abductee known as the Indigo Child, Jason Andrews, Ralph Harvey, the UK granddaddy of witchcraft and head of the Order of Artemis, and top of the bill, Ray L, leader of the Raelian movement, who hit the headlines recently by claiming they had the world's first human cloned baby. It is extremely rare to see Rael talking in the UK at this type of event, so this is a must not miss. Book your tickets now on 07990 797 979. That's 07990 797 979, or visit glastonburyfairs.co.uk. That's Glastonbury Fairs, spelled FAYRES.co.uk. Don't miss out, tickets are selling fast.
Glastonbury Radio, live from the heart of Glastonbury, England.
Would you like to advertise on one of the fastest growing radio stations in the world? The amazing opportunity comes with GlastonburyRadio.net to advertise from just £50 per month. How cheap is that to get to a world audience and sell your goods online as well as locally in Glastonbury? Just give us a call for more details on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@glastonburyradio.net and find out why so many people are choosing to advertise online.
Tune in online at www.glastonburyradio.net. Why? Because it's a net thing.
Glastonbury Radio.
Have you ever ignored a hunch or gut feeling and regretted it later? Now you don't have to. You can have intuition, hunches and gut feelings on demand when you need them. My friend and colleague Dr. Laurie Nadell shows you how in her amazing new book, Dr. Laurie Nadell's Sixth Sense, Unlocking Your Ultimate Mind Power. She's offering more than a dozen bonus gifts that add value to her book, including a training exercise by one of the US military's top psychic spies. You can learn the basics of remote viewing from a master psychic spy, plus she is offering an MP3 audio to get your brain into an intuitive state. This weekend is your last opportunity to receive these incredible bonus gifts when you buy Dr. Laurie Nadell's Sixth Sense, Unlocking Your Ultimate Mind Power on Amazon.co.uk. To claim your bonus gift, sign up at www.unlockyoursixthsense.com/onetimeoffer.html. Scroll to the bottom of the page to sign up for your bonus gifts. That's www.unlockyoursixthsense.com/onetimeoffer.html.
Email the show, Ross, at nowthatsweird.co.uk.
Hey, you know what? I went and got a washing machine the other day from Ashcott Appliances at 20 Bath Road in Ashcott, Somerset. Amazing what fantastic prices they've got down there. And I'll tell you what, if you go there now, you can get a 10% discount if you mention GlastonburyRadio.net. That's not bad, is it? You can find it between Londis and the Albion Truck Stop out on the Bath Road going out of Glastonbury. New graded stock at very low prices. Ashcott Appliances. Give them a call now. 01458 210 810. That's 01458 210 810. And tell them Ross from Glastonbury Radio sent you. Great stuff. Yes, welcome back to Now That's Weird. It's me, Ross Hemsworth, and just been told that there's a little bit of dropout going on this evening. A couple of people saying that the signal had dropped out a couple of times during the programme. Do apologise. We've got a few little broadband problems from the studio here this evening, which we're hoping will iron themselves out in a few minutes. Sometimes happens. Friday night's a very, very busy time for the internet, and the whole of Glastonbury decides to go online to listen to the show. And of course, there's only so much broadband bandwidth, isn't there? There you go. But bear with us. I'm sure we will get through it. It's sometimes happens in the first hour, but doesn't normally go on for too long. So bear with us. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth. It's Friday night, and that can only mean one thing, can't it? The show the world stays in for these days. Now that's weird. And my guest in the first hour is Paolo Harris. You can check out her website at paoloharris.it, which is PAOLAHARRIS. PAOLAHARRIS.it. And then there's /english.html.
That was the old one. It's paolaharris.com now.
Oh, is it .com? I've got
Yeah, it's .com, so it's a lot easier because I'm moving from Italy back to the United States, so I've got a new webmaster and a new site.
Oh, that's a much better site as well. Yes, I've just got that up here as we're talking, so I'm glad you told me that. Excellent. Yeah, it's paolaharris.com, so PAOLAHARRIS. Well, that's very nice. You've got a good webmaster there. It's a good-looking site, Paolo. Now, we were talking before the break there about exopolitics in particular and the effect it has, and you made a good point because if, for instance, there is a meeting between a major world leader and an alien presence, I would hate to think that Tony Blair or George Bush would be in control of such a meeting.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that. I mean, it's a serious thing because, you know, I'm sure there have been some meetings already, but, you know, where do these people go? I mean, Earth is one of those planets that's all divided in different countries and countries that are warring and so forth. I think if these people are visiting, they've gone way past that to be able to travel in space. So, I mean, they must be a little bit more evolved, because it looks like if they're looking at us, we haven't changed very much from the olden days.
I think you're right. Now, I had a guest on, Patrick Cook from BibleUFO.com, last week on the show, and he was saying that the alien presence and proof of the evidence of existence of aliens on Earth goes back to pre-Bible days, and is actually mentioned in the Bible. Would you go along with that?
Yeah, I am very, very close friends with Monsignor Corrado Balducci, who was Vatican Nuncio, and he says that in the Bible that Jesus is called King of the Universe 66 times. He thinks the universe means inhabited planets, not just us. And he doesn't see any problem with the fact that, you know, that whoever's out there is also, you know, like us, and it must be a little bit more evolved. He also believes we're probably a primitive race. And we're just being observed to see if we can make it through this very interesting time.
Mm. Now, I've got an email coming from Jillian in Georgia, in Atlanta in Georgia in the USA. She said, what one thing convinced you that aliens were here on Earth?
What one thing that aliens were here on Earth? The Roswell crash. The Roswell crash. Not only Colonel Philip Corso, but I've talked to astronaut Edgar Mitchell, Apollo 14, who's a very good friend, and he's got Pentagon, verification it was a real case. I've talked to several other scientists. Wernher von Braun was present at Roswell. He's a scientist, and this came from Clark McClellan, who was ground crew astronaut NASA. So I've talked to astronauts, people who've been in intelligence, and Colonel Philip Corso. This is real. The Roswell case is not the only crash. And so something is driving these craft, and something's inside these craft, and we're calling them aliens at this given point.
Okay, one here from Elaine in San Francisco in America. She said, could you ask your guest what evidence there is to back up her claims there are undersea alien bases?
Well, basically, we've had trouble in the Adriatic Sea, where fishermen were out there and were terrified and saw lights coming out of the sea. They saw these light craft coming out of the water. Witness testimony is the best evidence. We base our court cases on witness testimony. Monsignor Balducci says we base whole religions on witness testimony. Why can't we base what's happening as far as UFOs on witness testimony? I don't think people invent these things. I don't think they want to be ridiculed. I think these things happen. And if you want to go to pilots, I have interviewed 5, 6, 7 pilots that have seen UFOs while they were in flight and have photographed them. So if pilots don't know the difference, then nobody knows the difference.
Isn't that the truth? I remember talking to Nick Pope about the same thing, and Nick had been collecting quite a lot of evidence from Air Force pilots and US Air Force pilots and various other things, especially around the Rendlesham incident, and there was little doubt in his mind that these things were very, very real. We need to take another break. My guest is Paola Harris. That website again is P-A-O-L-A, Paola Harris. com. I gave out the wrong one earlier, and the link obviously is wrong on the website, which we'll try and update as quickly as we can. But PaolaHarris.com, do check it out. There's some amazing stuff on there. We're going to be talking some more to her in just a moment. If you want to ask a question, get them in now. We'll get as many to air as we can before the end of the hour. It's studio@glastonburyradio.net. That's studio@glastonburyradio.net. We'll be back right after these words.
Get ready to be spooked. It's Ross Hemsworth talking paranormal on Now That's Weird.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show. Email the show, ross@nowthatsweird.co.uk.
So then, what program do you want to listen to?
That one.
But that's Ross Hemsworth's paranormal program.
Hello.
But you said that science proves that the paranormal has a series of rational and logical explanations, therefore denying its existence.
Yeah, I know.
So why do you want to listen to Ross Hemsworth?
Because I'm weird.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. The Connections magazines are the leading independent free guide to personal development, natural therapies, and all things mystic. The three regional magazines cover the Southwest, London and Southeast, and the Midlands, with articles and columns by many well-known people, including Dr. Alan Sweeney, Barbara Brennan, Gerd Lange, Karen Kay, Gail Force, and many more. Why not advertise your therapies, centers, courses and workshops, holidays and retreats, readings, products for sale, or tanning and therapy centers with us to our thousands of like-minded readers. See theconnections.co.uk or phone 01747 823 424. Now that's weird.
Doink, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Ross Hemsworth presents Now That's Weird.
Yes, it's the show they all stay at home for on a Friday night now. Over 500,000 listeners around the world, although some people will try and tell you differently, but hey, don't listen. We go out across the world on FM in America, on internet around the world, various different stations all taking the programme, some taking it live right now, some taking it over the next few days on what we call recorded syndication. So lots and lots of people out there. And you know, I had a lovely email in this week from somebody locally in Glastonbury who started advertising with us just 4 weeks ago, and he said that he could not believe it. He's getting on average 50,000 to 60,000 hits a month, and this month he's got 500,000 hits. And he said this came about purely because of his advertising on Glastonbury Radio, because he hasn't done anything different to what he does on any other month, and that's an estate agent in Glastonbury. How good is that? Tells you, doesn't it? Brilliant. A lot of people interested in this stuff, and a lot of people interested in Glastonbury Radio. My guest in hour one is Paolo Harris. She's back with me now. Paolo, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Russ.
Now, it's just amazing, actually, the way that internet radio is taking off around the world, Paolo. I think people realise that they can listen to things like you and I telling about the research that we're doing, which is being blocked from getting out there, if you like, through normal ITV and BBC channels over here, and probably the same worldwide. Are you finding that?
Yeah, and I think it's really cool that you're in London, and you're in Glastonbury, I'm sorry, and I'm in Rome. We could be anywhere in the world, and it just makes the world a lot smaller. And this kind of dialogue is, like, really important. It's really interesting.
I agree. And, of course, being able to touch base with people around the world, we can get information out there very, very quickly on the internet, which is brilliant. Now, what other evidence is out there that people can find, Paolo, to back up some of these things? Because I think a lot of us now believe that there's an alien presence here. I've certainly become far more convinced, A, after seeing you in Blackpool, and B, from other guests that I've been talking to on the show here. But what is there out there that people can look at to find more evidence for themselves?
Well, first of all, I suggest that they go to Dr. Sala's site, because he has a site that has a lot of real credible, you know, interviews on them, and the people should really study this like they study something. In other words, if you're studying exobiology or you're studying some kind of hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you hearing me? Okay, if you're studying any kind of anything, you know, like archaeology or whatever, you have to study it. So the reason why I've gone into exopolitics is that I'd rather teach a course. I'm a teacher of a master's degree in teaching. I teach ancient history. I teach literature. I think that I would suggest about, you know, the books that have come out by top-level scientists, by people, by astronauts, by people that have really, really touched it. Lord Hill Norton has spoken about UFOs, and the man is credible. He knows the situation. You've got Timothy Good in England. Those are just the British people, Nick Pope. And I think if people are really interested, they'll study any subject, and I think that that's what it needs. We've got to stop with this ridicule, with this skepticism, until we do our homework.
I think you're right. Now, I've got another email come in here that I think I should get to you. This one, I do know the person that sent it, but he has asked to remain anonymous. He's a UK citizen. He says, does the Bermuda Triangle have an underwater alien base?
I think this is just an opinion. I don't know for sure. The answer is I don't know. But my opinion is that it's not an alien base, that there's a problem with a dimensional situation there. Dimensional gates or dimensional portholes are kind of places where people, if it's on land, but ships or airplanes, if it's on the sea, can go into other dimensions, or gateways into other dimensions. And I think that that's more of a dimensional porthole than it is an alien base. I don't think it has to do with aliens. It's just a place where time and space cross. You probably, you know, when you study the ley lines or you study the electromagnetic system around the Earth, you know that very weird things happen in weird places, and that's just one of the weird places.
It certainly is. But, of course, we could be talking about interdimensional beings here, so they could pass through places like that, I would have thought.
I think that's what happens when we see them, that they appear and disappear. That what happens is that there a dimensional gate opens up and they can come through. I don't think they necessarily, you know, drive through like from one place to another like we do in our time-space continuum. There's a lot of mystery about this that has to do with time-space and time travel. So we're dealing with a really, really complex subject. When I talked to Colonel Corso, he brought over some documents on the Philadelphia experiment, which really did happen in 1943. So we're talking about Tesla technology, time space, time travel, all kinds of things that are mysterious that we need to learn more about. That's why people should read.
Okay, we've got an email here from David. David's actually in Delhi in India, and he says, could you ask your guest, are these aliens friendly, or do they have a hidden agenda which we should be aware of?
I think it's all of the above, David. All of it, because I think that what, like with there is on Earth, there's probably, you know, that kind of agenda also from out of Earth. And I think, though, that this is what I believe from having interviewed so many people, is that since nothing has happened and since they have just been observers, probably they are benign. They are neither evil nor good. They're just watching. In other words, when they watch us explode bombs on this Earth, and we've had so many, we've had over, you know, 1,000 atomic bomb testing sites and so forth. And that's what they're worried about, I think, is a nuclear. And they haven't done anything. And they don't do anything. They just sort of watch. I think basically it's a benign presence. Bad and good is what humans use to evaluate. I think they're just watching.
Interesting one. Okay, we need to take another break. My guest is Paolo Harris, and she'll be back with us talking some more in just a moment. You've got a few more minutes of this hour to get your emails in, studio@glastonburyradio.net.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show.
The Celtic calendar and lunar wave is specifically designed for those who follow the original 13-month Grove cycle of the solar year, with all the full moon, dark moon and quarter moons clearly marked in its correct grove with equinoxes and solstices too. For 2007, it is the old Celtic system which uses the names of the trees as they come into season as the month's grove's name. Free rainbow with every copy, just place a mirror on the right-hand side. Send an A4 stamped addressed envelope to Celtic Calendars, 85-87, The Broadway, West Ealing, London, W13, 9BP. That's Celtic Calendars, 85-87, The Broadway, West Ealing, London, W13, 9BP.
Kylemore House B&B is a charming Georgian townhouse in a secret walled garden. Offering one of the best central town locations in Glastonbury, Kylemore House is ideal for a romantic getaway or a peaceful retreat. Make Kylemore House your first choice for bed and breakfast in Glastonbury. Check out our website, www.kylemorehouse.co.uk, or call on 01458 831 612.
Would you like to advertise on one of the fastest growing radio stations in the world? The amazing opportunity comes with GlastonburyRadio.net to advertise from just £50 per month. How cheap is that to get to a world audience and sell your goods online as well as locally in Glastonbury? Just give us a call for more details on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@glastonburyradio.net and find out why so many people are choosing to advertise online. Tune in online at www.glastonburyradio.net. Why? Because it's a net thing.
Glastonbury Radio.
Log on to Mystery Play Internet Radio for the live show, Mystery Play Live, every Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time Zone.
Oh, that's my weakness now. for nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information. Behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. Email the show, Ross, at nowthatsweird.co.uk. From the esoteric capital of the world, this is Glastonbury Radio.
Yes, welcome back to the show. Now, a couple of website things to very quickly tell you about. There are a couple of incorrect links, apparently, on the nowthatsweird.co.uk site. We're trying to update those whilst the show's live on air. Apparently, they're still directed to the old NetTalk site, which is nothing to do with us anymore. So, different content going out there, nothing to do with Glastonbury Radio or Now That's Weird. So, we're redirecting them as we speak. So, that should be done shortly. And thanks for bringing that to my notice through emails. And on the main website, glastonburyradio.net, you'll notice that it's still not complete. The webmaster's working through the weekend to get that finished, so that should be all done and running very soon. Now, my guest is Paola Harris. Her website is paolaharris.com. That's PaolaHarris.com. And Paola joins me again now. Now, Paola, I know you have a book out at the moment that's very relevant, called Joining the Dots. And how can people go about getting that?
Well, Connecting the Dots was my first book, and people can get that on Amazon. My second book is called How to Exopolitics, How Does One Speak to a Ball of Light? And that is on, they can get that through Author House. And, of course, the answer to How Does One Speak to a Ball of Light? And this is all about light phenomenon is dealing with telepathy, because it's all interconnected.
Mm. Now, what I want to do in the last few minutes before, I've got quite a few emails here, I want to try and get a couple of those in if we can, but I want you to tell me a little bit about this conference coming up in Hawaii.
Okay, the conference in Hawaii is Dr. Michael Sala, and basically Dr. Sala is part of what's called the Exopolitics Institute. It is an institute that has education and academia as its background. In other words, he is a college professor from Australia, and he has just come into working in this field. And but he has a lot of really interesting guests. He has people in the what we call the metaphysical range there. He has people who are last year he had Paul Hellyer, who was the ex-minister of defense. Plus he had Wendell Stevens, who was a great UFO researcher. He did the Billy Meyer case in Switzerland. I mean, he has a lot of people. He has Stephen Bassett this year, who did the XX conference. He has a mixture, because the metaphysics and the UFO phenomenon, plus the political, is really all important. I mean, it's an interesting conference. It's in Hawaii, which is a beautiful place. But in the afternoon, they also give you an opportunity to swim with the dolphins.
Even better.
Michael's wife, Angelica, leads a group to communicate and swim with dolphins in the afternoon. And dolphins are very, very evolved life form, you know, and they communicate.
I agree. We're coming up to the end of the hour, and I've got three or four emails here, all on the same subject. One's from Anne in London, one's from Susan in Portsmouth, one's from Del in Belgium, and the other one is for Anne-Marie in Paris in France. And they all say pretty much the same thing. Where can people see you performing live or talking about this at lectures?
Goodness. I will be next year in 2008 in Hawaii in the conference. I'm not going to be there this year. I am going to be in Roswell, New Mexico at the Roswell 60th anniversary. I will be in Roswell. In England, I'm not going to be for a while unless I'm invited, but on the 23rd and 24th of September, I will be in Dublin, Ireland for Irish Ufology. I will put that up on the net. Irish Ufology in Dublin has a conference in September. That's about as close as I can get.
That's brilliant. Paolo, thank you so much. We are out of time, so I've got to stop it there. I hope to get you back on the show very soon, because we've got so much more to talk about. But thank you very much for joining us tonight on Now That's Weird. You take care now.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. That's Pella Harris, and it seems a shame to have cut her off where we did there, but unfortunately time just runs out on us, as it always does. Now don't forget Simon Gray, the co-founder of AboveTopSecret.com, coming up in Hour 3, talking about all sorts of conspiracy theories and why that site now has over a million hits a month. In Hour 2, I'm going to be joined by Nita Grant, standing in ably for Elizabeth, who's not very well again at the moment. She's got another blood clot and she's had to go to hospital, so we wish her the very, very best, and I'm sure all of your prayers go out for her. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth. This is Now That's Weird. The official website is www.nowthatsweird.co.uk. Thank you to Paola Harris. Her website again, paolaharris.com. That's paolaharris.com. Amazing. She says that there are underground bases with civilizations of aliens. What do you think? studio@glastonburyradio.net.
Listens to on a Friday night. This is Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.